33 verses 4 and 5 says, "For the word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord." Amen to that. Psalm 33 verses 4 and 5. Good to see you. Welcome to Sunday worship. My name is Joey Kroll. Yeah, here we are. It's April 5th, 2020, and I so appreciate you joining me today. Sunday Worship is a radio ministry that has been going strong for the last several years. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And today, of course, is no different. Let's prepare our hearts as we listen to Travis Cottrell and Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, here on Sunday Worship.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise Him, for He is thy help and salvation. Oh, ye who hear, now to His temple draw near. Join me in glad.
Try gazing our focus on Jesus. You are listening to Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll, and a little girl approached a policeman on the street, and she says, "Are you a policeman?" He says, I sure am. And she replied, well, my mother said I could always ask a policeman for help. Is that true? It sure is, he said. She said, good. Can you please tie my shoes? Friends, sometimes policemen and firemen, they get asked to perform small tasks, and they always respond graciously. And friend, that's how God is too. There's no need that is too small to bring him in prayer. So friend, if there is something you've been afraid to ask God, I encourage you to begin that conversation today. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Wonderful.
Well, Fred, I hope you are having yourself just a wonderful weekend despite this quarantine we are under. It's Sunday worship. My name is Joey Kroll, and after a Sunday school teacher finished her lesson about heaven, she asked all the students about who wanted to go to heaven. Just raise your hand. And everyone did except one little boy by the name of Billy. Now, we all had a Billy growing up, didn't we? And she said, "Billy, don't you want to go to heaven?" He says, "Yes, I do, but I don't want to miss the fried chicken my mom's going to fix for lunch today." Oh, Billy. He expressed, dear friend, a conflict many of us have, not wanting to give up the things of this world in exchange for treasure in heaven. But I'll tell you what, friend, the more we learn about heaven from God's word, the more our preferences will change.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. For thine is the kingdom, thine is the power and the glory forever,
you is going into eternity. Where will you spend eternity?
Billy Graham.
No matter what your sin, no matter how deep in sin you've been, God is in the forgiving business because of what Christ did on the cross.
What Christ did on the cross was die for your sins. Jesus, the Son of God, took the punishment for all the bad things you've ever done. And if you choose to believe that, and believe that Jesus rose from the dead 3 days later, your sins will be forgiven, and you'll go to heaven when you die.
Are you certain? Are you sure? These things I write unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that ye have eternal life. You can know it. You don't have to guess it. You don't have to say, I think so, I hope so. You don't have to go home wrestling with your doubts. You can have it settled all tonight. Do you know Christ that way?
If you don't, but you'd like to learn more about Him, check out decisionminute.ca. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Some encouragement today from Habakkuk 3, 17, 18, and 19. It says, though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen, and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. The sovereign Lord is my strength.
Come just as you are. Hear the Spirit call. Come just as you are.
Friend, come to Jesus just as you are. His arms are wide open, waiting for you to come on home. Well, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. Just want to thank you for just your time and your attention. You can find out more about this radio ministry by visiting our website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, thank you so much for let me tag along with you on our Sunday together. I'm going to go and have virtual church here in just a bit. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.